about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's a Monday. It can't tell whether it's going to rain or be sunny. Give it about 15 minutes, and it all might change. Let's do roll call. We got a lot of things to talk about. Let's say hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
I am doing great, George. It's a good weekend, huh?
It was a very good weekend.
Yeah, good weekend. Titans and the Braves, man.
Yeah, Titans. And we're going to obviously spend a lot of the hour on their dismantling of Kansas City yesterday. So let's say hello real quickly to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. You didn't see that coming either, did you?
No, not in that fashion.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did.
We'll get down and dirty on that in a couple of minutes.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's get to another big story, Terry.
I can't imagine what it might be.
Well, listen closely.
Do it again. Another 1-2 coming from Buehler. Rosario, deep to right. It is gone! A three-run blast! Eddie Rosario keeps his dream postseason alive.
Here is what is bizarre, and I am going to admit this. Watson, when the Gwinnett Braves came to town in August, I went out there for two or three of the games, one of them in particular to see Ian Anderson pitch. And I know he was thrilled I was there.
I'm sure he was, yeah.
While all this was going on, though, in their lineup looks like kind of this slap hitter, Eddie Rosario. And I remember thinking, okay, they've gotten Duvall, they've gotten Jorge Soler, they've gotten Jocktober, who wears pearls. And I'm sitting there thinking, why do they need Eddie Rosario? Terry, I actually had that thought.
Okay, bet you're glad that they did have Eddie
Rosario.
Oh,
my God, where has that come from?
Well, he had a good year a few years ago with the Twins, I believe it was. He was a pretty decent player.
Watson, I'm going to play it again. For me, because it gives me goosebumps.
Do it again. Another 1-2 coming from Buehler. Rosario, deep to right. It is gone! A three-run blast!
Here's what to me is different right now. Terry and I were both at the 99 World Series, where at the end of game one, I knew we were going to get swept by the Yankees. At that point, Terry.
Good times.
Yeah, great times. At that point, they had been in it five times in the World Series in a nine-year period. And I don't think the city was particularly into it. It was sort of win it all and then maybe we'll celebrate. It was very blasé. This has been totally different. I mean, Saturday night, you heard the chop from pitch one to the very end. They were loud in there. They're the way it should be when your team's about to win it.
Well, when you haven't won it in a while and you are on the verge of something like that, it does tend to make it a little more special. I remember how I felt when the Yankees won it in 1996. After having not been to the World Series since 1981, you know, those were my high school and early college years, the 76 through 81 Yankees. And I remember you know, you came to expect it, and then when it goes away, you wonder if it's ever going to come back again. That's kind of where I'm at with the Yankees right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you felt that way a little bit with the Braves.
Oh, big time. That team they just got through beating is pretty darn good. Now, they've got some issues. They've got all kinds of injury problems that Atlanta took advantage of. But Atlanta had a lot of injury issues, too, and they did take care of them. And I wonder if Trevor Bauer was watching.
Makes you wonder. That's really where the Dodgers' problem started, was the whole episode with him. And then, of course, they had the unfortunate injury to Max Muncy. And, you know, we brought it up on here last week. It makes you wonder, you know, they really didn't think a whole lot of David Price during this whole postseason. Didn't even see fit to use him when they probably could have.
Watson, what do you think now with this series? I think it's going to be a deep, long series.
I think this one's going to be harder than the one you just played. I do. I think the Astros are rolling, and they hit the ball where the Dodgers have not. The Dodgers didn't hit it in any of the series coming through the Braves, and the Astros do. And honestly, the Dodgers' pitching was nothing like it was on paper. I mean, Scherzer wasn't right. Kershaw's not there.
Bueller was good, but he wasn't great.
No, he didn't need to be pitching in that game.
No.
He needed another day. I hope and pray Scherzer was hurt because I thought that was a killer for him. If he goes out there and just pitches a solid game and it's a toss-up who wins if they were to win it, and Bueller on 4 days rest, I mean – that I just didn't understand that move. And surely Scherzer has got some form of an injury that's not bad, but that kept him from pitching. To say you got a tired arm and you're pitching for the World Series, I don't know if I've ever had a player tell me that.
No, but given his past history of being such a warrior, nobody's going to question it.
Well, that's why I think there's something to it.
Yeah.
There's something to it. I can't imagine him. If you'll go take the ball in the ninth inning to beat the Giants, you would go out there in game six to get to the World Series. I just think you would. And so that tells me there's something wrong. There was something wrong with him.
Braves also should send a little bouquet of roses to the Giants. I think they're a big reason Atlanta was able to win this.
That's exactly what I said. And I asked that question to Danny last week.
Right.
I said, Danny, do the Giants have something to do with this? Because I think they do. And he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
They put a lot into that one all year long. He said, if you remember, he said, just to try to catch them at the end when they played so good down the stretch and still couldn't catch them. And then had to go to the last game in San Francisco to knock them off, man. They exerted a lot of stuff for that. But I think this is going to be a great series. Now, I know the Astros are probably one pitcher down with one of their best ones, but I just think this is going to be a great series. I really look forward to this one.
Terry, you ready to go to work?
Sure.
Here we go.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Solti, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at solti.com. That's SOLTEA.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Terry, give me what you know injury-wise.
Well, you know, they're not going to share a whole lot injury-wise, you know, coming out of any game, but we do know that the offensive line was pretty banged up. They lost Kendall Lamb to an ankle injury. He was filling in for Taylor Lewan. Now, he was standing on the sideline with his helmet on, and in an emergency situation, probably could have gone back in, but they chose not to use him, and they used Bobby Hart, who they just signed off the Buffalo practice squad on Wednesday. Finished up the game at left tackle. Nate Davis went out with an injury. They didn't say what it was yesterday in the press box. He did not finish up. Dylan Radins, the rookie that we've been waiting on to see when is he going to get used. with meaningful snaps in a game. He got to play a little bit. And then Roger Saffold had his, what seemingly like his weekly ding at the left guard position. So he was in and out of the lineup. Most of the injuries that they suffered in the game were on the offensive line. Prior to the game, they had Amani Hooker inactive because he had sustained some kind of injury late in the week that you know, caused him to miss the game. And Dane Cruikshank played really, really well in his stead, probably one of the better games he's played. So the injury situation mostly concentrated on the offensive line coming out of this one.
I know we're going to get into a lot of strategies of what went on yesterday when we do Watson's Titans analysis here in a few minutes. Who out there defensively did you think rose to a level that you haven't seen before?
Well, Cruikshank was one of them. I think he played really well. But I think the credit all starts with the pass rush. I mean, we've already been talking about Harold Landry and the work that he's done. But Denico Autry had two sacks yesterday. Bud Dupree even got in on the act, you know, in limited work. Still making his way back from that ACL injury he suffered with Pittsburgh. I noticed that they mostly used him in the third down package and in obvious passing downs. And so, you know, he was a guy that stepped it up. And, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Greg Maben, another guy signed Wednesday off the Cardinals practice squad, filled in at cornerback when they were going to be without both Christian Fulton and Caleb Farley. And he started and played every snap in the game and held up pretty well. So they had several guys on that defense that came through maybe that were not expected to play that type of role.
Okay. We'll get more into this in just a few minutes. Terry McCormick's Daily Titans update here on the show. Let me run through. I'm going to rumble through some notes today. Matt Wells fired at Texas Tech. Third year, 13-17 record, lost a heartbreaker to Kansas State Saturday. Watson, you know a little bit about the Texas Tech deal. Based on where they are, that is not an easy job to recruit to.
George, that's not an easy job at all. It's a 60% win job maybe to me, and he was, what, 13-16? So I just think Mike Leach took them to a little level that they hadn't been at, and they haven't been able to get back to it, but they're comparing it to that. And that's not that you Lubbock now sits out in middle of nowhere in West Texas. I mean, you got to be going to Lubbock
to get
to
there.
Go to the city. And I can remember when I was there recruiting, I had Wichita Falls, and there was a sign right outside the city as you start to pull away, and I'd be headed to Wichita Falls, and it'd say, if you don't have gas now, fill up. You won't see a station for the next 2 hours. I mean, it's wow. A different place, and the people out there are fantastic. It's one of the best places for fan support that I'd seen. It wasn't full all the time, but it was loud. People cared, so they really do care, and I'm afraid their expectations got higher than maybe they need to be.
Okay, I'm going to rumble through these. Matt Nagy, head coach of the Bears, testing positive for COVID. Same story with Green Bay defensive coordinator Joe Barry, unlikely to coach Thursday night when the Pack play the Arizona Cardinals. Couple of reports out there that Major League Baseball will have a work stoppage December the 2nd. To me, it's the game's worst nightmare. If this happens, shame on everybody. And the Cardinals today named 35-year-old Oliver Marmol as their manager. Really?
Who is that?
Jeez. He was on the staff, wasn't he?
He was on Mike Schilt's staff. Again.
Yeah, I mean, you let a guy go that's done what he finished at the end of the year, and then you move up one of your young assistants.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing to me.
This one, I bet, has got a lot of head scratching in St. Louis. Anyway, after the break, we'll get knee-deep into what went on yesterday over at Nissan Stadium. Stay tuned. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Yeah. Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues. Ninth win this year, third in a row, and up next is Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be crazy. He's the only one locked in for Phoenix. Everything else is up for grabs. So you grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
When the crisp autumn air settles across Middle Tennessee, the pad-clad gladiators of the East Cumberland gird their loins and prepare for battle. From atop the plateau, driven by Pennington Distilling Company, comes a voice of insight. With a glass of award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskey in one hand and his Excalibur of knowledge in the other, he cuts a swath through the haze of rumor and speculation. This is Watson Brown's Titans Analysis.
So, when I walked into Arrowhead South yesterday, and I'll get into that later, Watson, as I was taking my seat, I'm sitting there saying, okay, try to do a little comparing of Buffalo to Kansas City. And here's the most obvious thing right off the bat. Buffalo's offensive line had zero trouble with the Titans' front four. And in fact, the only time the Titans got within a zip code of Josh Allen was if they blitzed. Yesterday, Kansas City's offensive line got absolutely mauled by the Titans' front four. So I guess I'm asking the question, was yesterday more Kansas City's offensive line is in shambles, or did the Titans step up to a level I have not seen before?
Probably a little bit of both. I think in the NFL we overreact to everything. You see 1 week and you say this team will never – they got no shot. Then 2 weeks later, they knock somebody off, and you say that team doesn't have a shot. So, Kansas City, they didn't look good at all. But I'd rather talk more about the Titans. Kansas City's line to me is very weak. I'm not sure it's as good as last year's. And if you remember watching the Bills play them, the Bills beat them bad too, and doubled the score on them, and just intimidated them offensively. But yesterday, to me, I've never in my life been through 40-something years as a football college coach and watching the NFL now a lot, and I've never seen one man other than a quarterback dominate a game the way Derrick Henry does. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, watching everything goes off of Derrick Henry. Here's the example. They came in and there was eight in the box the whole game. They didn't care. They had eight of them up there. Nine if we were in certain personnel groupings. And we just sit there and play action pass through one-on-one. I added it up during the game. 27 throws. He threw 23 times to his primary receiver. That don't ever happen in the NFL. He threw 23 times to the guy that he was looking to before the ball was snapped. That's unbelievable to me. And it just makes the game so simple. And then when you've got Derrick Henry and the way they had to play us, and we're just handed to him for four play-action passes all over the place, complete, complete, complete. We jump on them quick. We've got them down 14-0 before you can say hello. Again, it plays right into Derrick Henry. Well, now they know they have a tough time with him, so they lose their cool. I don't think they ran the ball six times all day long. It's probably more than that, but it didn't seem like it. And we got to just back up, cover up our corners, play these real, real deep soft zones, and they wouldn't have enough patience to sit there and dink it underneath and just go down the field. And our pass rushers were just laying their ears back. They weren't thinking any run, George. They were coming now on the snap of the ball. We had linebackers at 8 yards on second down a lot of times. It's unbelievable to me. And so the whole game played off of Derrick Henry. It's the way the Titans win. Everything yesterday was exactly the formula for them. If I'm them, I take the ball every time, whether – if I win the toss, I take it. If I lose the toss, I'm going to get it anyway. I'd take it every time. I'd want the lead. We play so much better when we're in front. And it just played. When our pass rush wasn't good, as early in the game, we were playing with Tart, Simmons, Landry, and Autry were the two ends, and Tart and Simmons were on the inside. We weren't rushing the passer very well then. But when we went more toward the Autry inside, Simmons inside, Landry, the number 92, Terry helped me with his name, Dupree then. When those are the four in the game rushing, now we're different. Yeah. We're totally different at that point.
Ola Adani.
Adani, yes. He played some 20, 25 snaps yesterday because it was just all-out pass. And they were behind. The Chiefs don't look very good to me. They don't, but throw that aside. I mean, that's us right there. If we can play to that game plan right there and it all fits and works and we get the lead and we make them play Derrick Henry up tight, and when they don't, then we hand him the ball and we pound you. If we can play to that, I saw late in the second half, there's a couple of times where I saw Derrick Henry
with a snarl on his face, and he snaps his chin straps down coming off the field. And everybody, I think, says, well, he's trying to get to 100 yards. What I think happened on the two plays where he got upset, he felt like they should have checked off and thrown the ball, that there were a bunch of bodies up in there, and there was no way they were going to gain any yards. So I think this whole thing, I've never seen the Packers run this stuff, the Falcons run this stuff, the 49ers run this stuff, and the Rams run this stuff. You look at those four teams play, they don't look the same as the Titans because they don't make these defenses do the same things that the Titans do with Derrick Henry. And the reason is they don't have a back like Derrick Henry. I'm telling you now, I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. Right now in his time, there couldn't be a better one than this kid and the way he's affecting the NFL right now. The only thing scares me, Terry, the only negative I got in the game, 29 more carries. And they're now, if you watch these DBs and linebackers, unless they get him behind the line, they are throwing at his kneecaps. That scares me to death. That just scares me to death. It don't take but once. And if he were to get out now, then we're totally a different looking bunch.
Terry, this is not a second guess because I said it yesterday to the group around me in the middle of the third quarter at 27-3. Why have you got him in there?
Right. I said the same thing. You know, I think I may have even tweeted it out. Why is Derrick Henry still in a blowout? I think it was maybe about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. I didn't see any evidence at that point that Kansas City was going to mount a threat and make a game of it. And if they did, you can always put him back in.
Watson, let me go back to Kansas City for 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, we know going in yesterday, their defense sucks. They don't play a lick of defense.
No.
They play even less than the Titans had been playing going into that game.
Yeah.
So when I look, what I see is Andy Reid concocting a lot of cutesy plays, a lot of bubble screens, a lot of I've got some free time, so let's go draw up something really weird. And yesterday, I see Kelce twice with them way down trying to lateral. Has that team gotten too cutesy?
Yes, they do not run the ball. I just don't think you can win not running the ball. That's my only negative with the Bills. I think the Titans have got a great shot because I don't think there is a great team in the AFC. I think there's three or four or five good ones. I think the other side now has got some really good teams, really good teams. You watched the Bucs play yesterday. My gracious, can they do everything well?
Yeah, they're 5 or 6 in the NFC better
there
than
are,
anything.
And I don't see a great team on the NFC. Here's the Ravens, and they went back to the Ravens yesterday.
Yeah.
They have their moments where they just lay eggs. We've laid an egg already this year. Kind of two of them, tell you the truth. And I just don't see a great team. I think we got a great shot. This is the best shot I think we've had. If our defense holds up and if we can get the lead and play that style of football, we're going to have a shot. And I don't see anybody that I'm concerned that we can't go 50-50 with in the AFC side when these playoffs start. I don't see it. And our style, because of the big guy in the back, when you can simplify the game, it simplifies in three ways, George and Terry. Number one, pass rush ain't nothing when they're having to play run. Number two, quarterback has easy, simple time and reads and throws. Number three, those receivers ain't getting double teamed. They're getting single coverage. Can you imagine Antonio Brown getting single coverage a whole game? If he goes and plays with the Bills, he's getting doubled about half of a game. It's unbelievable what this style does when you can do it with a great running game.
And they've got one. Terry, Jeez. A week ago on Tuesday, I was saying, I'm not fooled by this team. They're a 4 seed by default. They'll play a 5 that's probably better. Well, now a week later, I'm looking up going, I'm totally confused. I don't know what to think now because I've seen something that has made me say, wait a minute, this is better than what I've been seeing.
Oh, absolutely it is. But I think some of it you can lay at the feet of the fact that the Chiefs are just completely discombobulated right now. Without Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the backfield, evidently Andy Reid doesn't trust anybody else to have the football on a running play. And, you know, the Chiefs were so – now, granted, they were down 14-0 before people got comfortable in their seats. And they kind of panicked and went strictly pass. But, you know, the thing of it to me is that if this Titans defense – you know, we've been talking about in recent weeks how – they have some guys individually who are having good years, like Harold Landry, like Kevin Byard, like David Long, who played well again yesterday. But it had not collectively come together until yesterday's game. Watson, did you see anything different yesterday in terms of the way they played collectively on defense that made it that much better?
Pass rush. Pass rush, that's it. Everything else, they played that those deep zones, and they were able to cover up the corners by leveling the corners and play some double safety cover twos, roll one way or the other a little bit. They covered everything up, but it's the way they can play. They were able to put the pass rushers in the game a lot longer than a normal game. You put the pass rushers in on third and long. They, as that game went on, they had the pass rushers in on first and ten. So the only thing different to me yesterday was we didn't have to worry about getting our secondary attack because we said, back up, fellas. Don't let them. We're not playing any of these dudes man-to-man. We're going to make them throw it to somebody underneath. I don't care if it's to Hill or if it's just make them throw it underneath because we're ahead. We're way ahead. And so they could do that, Terry. That's why I say they got to play to the way they liked it. It fit everything perfect to their team. Everything perfect, and then throw on top of it 8 or 9 penalties by the Chiefs that were critical penalties. It seemed like every time they'd make a first down or they'd stop us on third down, they had a penalty, and just everything went our way. But I think I'm taking the Chiefs our side of this. I think we made everything go our way except the way the Chiefs did in calling plays and giving in too fast and just trying to throw it. I mean, my gosh, Terry, Patrick Mahomes is standing there, and we're in 15-yard drops with our linebackers, and he's standing there holding it. A lot of those sacks weren't just timing sacks. He'd just hold it and hold it, then he'd try to move around. Instead of just dumping it off, they did help us some, but that's the way we beat you right there. If we can play to that style – We're going to beat everybody on the AFC. We're going to win.
But, Watson, here's the confusion, okay? You see this pass rush yesterday, but if you're honest with yourself, they haven't shown a lick of pass rush all year until yesterday. The only team in town with a worse pass rush is Vandy. Nobody's is worse than theirs.
I agree. But so I saw is this it's really personnel? I thought it's personnel. When we could get the pass rushers in on much earlier downs yesterday, George, we looked a lot better. When we had Tart Simmons out there in the inside and Autry and Landry on the outside, we weren't as good rushing the passer.
Okay, stop there. We'll listen into what Mike Vrabel had to say earlier today, press conference about 2 hours ago. Big win for the Titans. Make no mistake about it. This one has all of us going, wow, I didn't see that coming. And believe me, I am at the front of the list. I thought they could win, thought they would win. 27-3? Uh-uh. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102.
That's 800-431-9102.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, we are back, and the Titans kicked Kansas City's butt yesterday. And looking at it from Section 333, there was a point where I kind of said to myself, Kansas City wants no part of this. That's how bad it was. Anyway, enough of that for the moment. Let's check in with Mike Vrabel. Here's what he had to say earlier today in his press conference.
Didn't start a drive beyond their own 25. How important was field position in the success of the defense?
Yeah, we haven't, you know, I think if you look at the numbers, we haven't been great. From that, just from some of the turnovers that we've had, but I think we're getting back to understanding, you know, how to play on short fields offensively, how to try to force them, you know, to drive the ball. You know, obviously what Brett did, and you know the ability for us to kick touchbacks, and Randy and Brett both kicked the ball very well. So that's going to be a huge part of who we are, really. Going forward, and we know that when you get into some of these weather games and as it gets colder, and you know, again, that's a long way off, but you know, those field position matchups can be great.
You guys had 18 pressures, you only had to blitz one time. Was that kind of the plan going in to be able to consistently drop seven in coverage?
Well, again, the more that you can put in coverage, the better, you know, you think that the coverage should be. I thought that there was a lot of good complimentary calls. I thought that we continued to mix it up. I thought the third down was huge for us. Talking about a team that had converted, 60% of their third downs, and guys all did their job. And there were some first and second down pressures. There were some things that allowed us to, affect the quarterback. And that's what you have to do when you play a great quarterback.
Mike, the best pressure you've gotten from just your front four in a while without having to do anything extra?
I think when you get into those types of games that it's, they're playing pretty early on. They're playing pass to run. I mean, it was a secondary thing. And so that's just kind of how the game went. And it was great. It was great to see. It was great to see those guys have some success and force the quarterback off the spot and get uncomfortable and be able to hit him and try to affect the throws. And some that he threw out of bounds, some that he threw into the dirt. But I think some of that is a product of the game and how that it was going at that point in time. But it was really good to see guys, winning some of those matchups.
He's usually able to do a lot of damage improvisationally once he's on the move. What prevented that from happening yesterday?
I think guys plastered. I think I saw guys, I think David Long was an excellent play to be able to plaster on a receiver down the field, stay on him tight. They volleyballed it up in the air. We talked about they had done that and showed some of that on film. If it was just a matter of whether you're going to be running to the football, and Rashawn was running to the football, went up in the air, Rashawn made a play. I think just an understanding of the play never being over when you play some of these quarterbacks that extend plays and then have the arm talent to throw at different areas of the football field, not just sideline throw or, the same side that he's scrambling to. It's just an understanding to, try to show him over and over. Like, the play's never over with some of these guys.
Mike, you just mentioned David Long. I know you've talked about him a few times this season, but what do you think has enabled him to take, like, another big step this season?
I think, I'll say that David, I think they all care. I think we all care. David really wants to do well. I mean, he really, you could just, I think sometimes look in a guy's eyes and, he really, when he makes a mistake, it hurts, it bothers him. He wants to do well. He puts a lot into it. And, I think he just continues to make plays, be productive, play hard, energy. It's just would appear that he loves playing football. And I know that. And that's something that we can view. And I think that you guys would see it the same way. It's never perfect. Makes mistakes just like everybody else. But he's, he plays fast. He triggers. And so he's been doing a nice job in there for us.
What makes DeNico unique as a player? And then also, what has he brought beyond the field to the locker room?
I think he's got a versatility to be able to take on blocks, to make guys miss. I think when guys probably see him first off, they see a bigger bodied player that's probably, they may not think that he's athletic. He's instinctive. He's really, when he's one, he's one from a multiple different moves, whether he's made the guy miss and kind of looked like he was going to take him on and then slip him. Did a nice job the other day, just working a simple rip move and leaning back into the guy and not getting past the quarterback. We ask him to play a lot of different spots, and he's done that for us. And
last couple of weeks, is that, you think that's simply a matter of getting past some of the injury stuff, or is there more to it than that?
The more he's out there, the more he'll continue to produce, I think.
Weren't especially celebratory mood with us after the game yesterday. Does that kind of go back to the theme?
You guys would be the last people I would celebrate with. No offense, Gentry.
I'm just curious, after a 24-point win, where that comes from.
I just try to stay focused and know that every week is going to be a new challenge. And, that's just kind of sometimes who I am. I'm excited that we win. Our players put a lot into it. I'm happy for them. But we're moving on to the Colts to try to prepare for a huge division game. on the road. I guess that's where my mind goes, is just to the next game and what it's going to be, and you know, how are we going to prepare, and what's practice going to look like, and you know, but excited and happy for our players, or our fans, you know, the coaching staff. You know, these guys put a lot into it, and you know, that's just, I guess that's part of my job, is to try to just get us focused and ready for the next game.
How do you feel Coach Downing is getting, just as far as like his comfort level and layering plays and doing those type of things? It just seemed like yesterday was probably his most complete play calling game.
I guess my response to that would be, as compared to what, Teron?
I would say as compared to Arizona.
Oh, would you? I mean, we did Arizona. Like, nobody, like, we didn't play well, we didn't coach well. So that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, again, like, we could be like, as compared to Arizona, like, they outcoached us, they outplayed us. That's so long ago. We just got into some drives. Again, that's going to be the thing with the play calling offensively, that, you know, we start to compare and contrast. Anytime that we've gotten into drives, we begin to start to have some complementary plays and to work some things into our system. When you go, you know, three or four plays, or you turn the ball over early, like, that's, you know, hopefully we can get into drives and get some 7, 8, 9 play. You know, we talked to the players about getting the first down and going on the ball. We did that. I thought that they were, you know, prepared and responded well to that, and that was huge the other day. You know, a lot of things that we'll have to clean up from a play calling perspective and a playing perspective and an execution perspective. But we got off to the start that we had hoped for.
Okay, that is Titans head football coach Mike Vrabel. Later in the show, I am going to give Mike Vrabel an unsolicited piece of advice that could get him fired, but if he does it, he's 100% right in feeling the way he would feel if he did it. I'll explain that one around 3:25. Some of you who have heard me for a long time will know exactly where I'm headed with this. Anyway, when we come back, stat of the day. And Watson, you'll be glad to know it was transferred from Arkansas.
Ah.
Yeah.
Have a good one then, won't we?
Mm-hmm. I'll take credit for it.
Okay.
Stick around. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscopes.
Microscope Technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, October 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, October 28th at DQ.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Okay, now, for the last couple of weeks, Riley Chestnut has put some questions out there, very good questions, but today... I'm basically stealing his thunder. Riley, are you bitter?
No.
Okay. But you'll be allowed to participate.
Oh.
You'll be in with Terry and Watson as they fumble around.
Is this a revenge ploy? Is this a trap question?
Uh-uh. No. I tried the question and got 4 out of 6.
Okay. Look, he basically wants to make us look like Joey Gallo at the plate, just flailing away, hoping to hit one.
I can attest to that. Watson. Thanks for taking him.
Sir, oh, yes.
Aaron Rodgers has faced a different Washington Redskins quarterback. Of course.
Washington football team. Whatever.
Yeah. Football team. Aaron Rodgers has faced a different Washington Redskins quarterback every time he has played them. He's played them 6 times. Can you give me those 6? Oh, Lord. Let me just say that Ray... has his hand on that gong thing.
Well, Taylor Heineke would be one from yesterday.
Okay, so let's give Terry a nice, right off the bat. Riley, you've raised your hand.
Kirk Cousins.
Robert Griffin III.
Hold on, now Watson should be allowed some opportunity.
All right, go ahead, Watson.
Watson, do you have a chance to screw up?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to yet. I'm having to think this out a little more.
Okay, so you need time.
I don't have one yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about it.
Terry just said one.
I'll say Robert Griffin III.
Okay, we're 3 down. Riley?
McNabb. Donovan McNabb.
Oh, my goodness. That is really well done.
I had forgotten he played for Washington.
Yeah. Watson, you didn't have that one either, did you?
Nope.
Let me just admit up front. Neither did I. Okay, so we've given you Heineke, RG3, Kirk Cousins, and now one of the toughest ones in Donovan McNabb. We got 2 left. Watson, the floor is yours first.
Don't have one.
Listen, thank you for playing.
I'll try George.
I'll try Alex Smith.
Alex Smith
would be right.
Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins. Okay.
So they got them all.
6 out of 6. Which proves that a good question can be answered.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
I don't know. I mean, you gave us one with Ernie Lombardi.
Well, at least
we did. Did he give us Ernie Lombardi?
At least we didn't.
Yes, he did.
At least we didn't throw out Billy Kilmer or Sonny Jurgensen or Joe Theismann.
Mr. Theismann. Okay, when we come back, some college football, some advice for Mike Vrabel, it could get him fired, and a lot of your phone calls in the 3 o'clock hour. This will not be dull. This is the Plaster World Series Network.
News. I'm Rena Roy. President Biden in New Jersey pushing his infrastructure plan, which he says will create hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Our infrastructure used to be the best in the world, not hyperbole, the best in the world. Today, according to the World Economic Forum, we rank 13th in the world.
The president reporting progress with Senator Joe Manchin over the weekend, who's pushed for paring back the price tag and ways to pay for the spending. The federal government says starting November 8th, foreign visitors who want to travel to the U.S. will have to be vaccinated, with some exceptions, including children under 18. Protests in New York City and Chicago over mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies. Record heavy rains in the Pacific Northwest from what's described as an atmospheric river, dumping up to 10 inches of rain over the weekend. The drug kingpin known as El Chapo arguing for a new trial, insisting there was breathtaking jury misconduct. This is ABC News.
If the Oral-B iO electric toothbrush had a theme song, this would be it. I think you're gonna wanna see this. Only iO combines Oral-B's dentist-inspired round brush head with gentle microvibrations for a brushing experience even dentists have hailed as literally the best brush I've ever used. Get the wow of a professional clean feel every day with the iO from Oral-B, the number one brand used by dentists. You're gonna see what everybody's talking about. Oral-B, brush like a pro.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority.
In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
The 3 o'clock hour will be spicy. We'll open up the phones around 3:25 to get into your reactions to things that went on this weekend. Terry, as you know, Watson and I have been doing this SEC rankings thing.
Ah, yes.
Which at times is a little bit of splitting hairs.
Really is, because you get the top two or three that are pretty easy to figure out. The bottom one or two are pretty easy to figure out. And then from 4 to about 11, it's jumbled from week to week.
It is. So, Watson, let's see if we're on the same page here.
Go for
Georgia,
it.
Bama, 1-2.
Yeah.
Vandy, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. And what'd you say last week?
Oh, I know.
He tried to talk Watson into taking them as his underdog pick.
I said if I was going to take one, I was going to take Louisiana Monroe. And guess what happened?
Was it 45-6?
Yeah, 45-6.
That's pitiful. Okay, enough of that for the moment. Watson, let's try it this way. 10 through 13.
10 through 13. You
yes.
want me to go?
Yeah.
Mississippi State.
Me too.
LSU.
Me too.
Missouri.
Me 3.
USC.
Me 4. Okay. So 1, 2, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Watson and I are right there together.
Yep.
Now, this is where it'll get a little dicier. Who did you have at 3?
Mississippi.
Yep. 4.
Kentucky.
Me too. 5.
Texas A&M.
Me 3. Okay, Lord, now hold
this
on.
This is a first.
Okay. Now this is where it's going to get goofy. 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's see if he and I see it the same way.
All right. 6. Auburn.
Ooh. Uh-uh.
7. Tennessee.
Okay. We agree there.
8, Arkansas.
We agree there.
9, Florida.
Ooh, wow. Okay. I went Florida at number 6, and I may be not willing to come down off the Florida whatever. By the way, the Packers have placed wide receiver Devontae Adams on the COVID list. Ooh, not good.
Not good at all.
Anyway, I went Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, Auburn, 6 through 9.
This is the week for a lot of these middle ones, George. Mississippi plays this week Kentucky, correct? And Auburn plays who? Somebody pretty good.
Kentucky plays Mississippi State.
And Ole Miss plays Auburn. So we're going to that this middle of the pack is going to straighten out a little bit this week.
We might get it cleaned up a little.
Yep.
So
Very impressed with Tennessee. Very impressed with Tennessee. They hung in there and and they're not backing down to anything, man. I like the way they're playing. I like the style. I like the aggression. They're going to win some games if they stay healthy. They're not very deep because of all the transfer guys.
And that's what makes that score seem a lot worse.
It does. They wear out. They wear out late. They do. But I just like watching them play. Every week, they've been fun. Even the loss to Pittsburgh, I thought they were fun to watch that day. So,
well, he's definitely put fun back in. They've gone from Neanderthal Cro-Magnon offense to they actually try to do some things.
Yeah,
they are fun.
And the other piece is they play hard. They're positive. They're competitive. They play tough. You know, they jump at you and fight you. I mean, I don't see anything from a coaching standpoint, George, that right now I would say doesn't look good.
So let me try this on both of you. I don't guess I had paid enough attention to exactly what the new overtime rules were until the Penn State-Illinois game, and it was right there, you know, in front of me. I'll just say this. I don't like the rule. I don't like how they're playing it now.
You know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, they're trying to shorten it.
Well, they're trying to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
They don't play so many plays. Like in that Ole Miss against somebody, who was it? Arkansas, was it? That year that it went on for.
Oh, yeah, it went seven.
Yeah, gosh. I don't like the looks of it either. There's no rhythm to it. But I just think it's what you got to do when you just can't let them – go nine overtimes at the 25-yard line.
Terry, hold on. Yeah. Pete Weber had the best line. He thinks they ought to have a shootout.
That's a good idea. I think they ought to just adopt the high school rule, four plays from the 10-yard line. I think that's what they ought to go with. That works perfect in the high school ranks. And then you go for two after the second overtime, and you're forced to go for two every time so that you just don't, you know, have touchdown, extra point.
So let's let the czar of college football give us the declaration from on high. Watson, how would you handle it?
I would leave it like it is, and I know you don't want to hear that, but I just two times down from the 25 gives it a true shot of who's the better of the bunch. From the 10, I don't know that that's enough to see who's the better one. I kind of like the way it is, even though – did you watch it?
Did
you watch any of it?
Barely.
When I did, once it went overtime, I turned it over there, and it's not fun to watch because nobody ever gets any rhythm, you know. There's just no rhythm to it. But I don't think there's any other way. After two times, I think you got to do what they're doing. I just don't like those kids because the games are already – you saw Tennessee the other day. I mean, they're wore out in that Alabama game at the end. That's how you hurt kids.
Right. So let me ask you this.
The pro game don't ever get to that. Don't get to that.
But the pro game also has an element where it could end up in a tie, and I guess I'm going to ask the question – is it the worst thing in the world if you ended up with a tie?
No, and I thought that against it. I said, well, what if we go three times from the 25, and if nobody's won after three? And I think I would make you go for two every time. That would be the one thing I didn't like. Why are you kicking extra point once? Just go for it. Every time, and it might be over in the first time around. If both teams scored from the 25 and then one made the two-point play and one didn't, I don't know why they wait till the third overtime? I don't know why you do that.
Right. Yeah.
I think you, to me, start it from the 25 and go for two. I bet you it don't last long. Somebody will make it and somebody won't.
So let me ask you all a couple of things, a couple of things that hit me. I have had this nagging feeling for a while that Oklahoma is a fraud, that they are not anywhere near what their undefeated Mark suggests they are. Watson, are they a fraud?
I don't think they'll be there at the end. I say that, but who the heck's going to beat them? I mean, who in the Big 12 can beat them, George? There's nobody very good. They got down 28-3 to Texas and beat them. And I don't see anybody else in the Big 12. Iowa State and Oklahoma State are okay. I watched a lot of that game, and neither team just, to me, showed that, man, this is a good team. So they may be a fraud, George, and yet get there.
I'm going to give you the team that I believe can take them down.
Who's that?
Baylor.
Where is it played?
That's a have good question, and I don't have it in front
Baylor,
of me.
They would have a shot.
By the way, Texas goes to Baylor Saturday.
Yeah.
Baylor's ranked 16th in the country, and
Baylor always, through the history,
has played them
Texas
tough at home.
Good at home. Plays Texas. They always felt like they're underdog, and they're not treated right. And you know, Texas hadn't always thought Baylor was a big rival. It's A&M was the rival in Oklahoma. So I'm telling you, even in my time in the 80s there, Baylor plays Texas up there. You're dead on. The other one I think could beat Oklahoma is Oklahoma State if it's in Stillwater. I don't know where that game is.
Oklahoma at Baylor, November 13.
Put it on your calendar.
Put it on your calendar.
Where's the Oklahoma State game?
Let's look and see. Riveting radio here. Sometimes
you have to do that. Okay?
Let's see. At Oklahoma State on November 27.
There you go. So there's a shot there then.
They don't win both of those.
I think you might have a good point, George. One of those will get them, I bet you. One of them will get them. They're just too inconsistent, and they're not very good on defense, and they're not getting any better. Did you watch the Kansas game any? I watched a lot of that, and I don't know why, but I did. And they're not very good on defense. The difference in them and Ohio State, both started poor on defense. But Ohio State's gotten better. They've gotten a lot better on defense, and Oklahoma has not.
Okay. This is a question I wonder about. Spencer Rattler was a preseason Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah.
Today, he's not even their starting quarterback, and I think there is, Watson, a ton of turmoil going on there around that.
Have to be. Just has to be. It was. He's got a nice NIL deal. I mean, it has to be an issue. I watched him on the sidelines, and he wasn't awful, but he wasn't just into it either, you know. So that's got to be an issue, and I promise you, Lincoln Riley, when he had to make that move, knew it was going to be one, but he had to make the move. He wasn't playing well. Same thing at Clemson. Clemson's got the same problem. Both those guys were Heisman Trophy finalists at the start of the year, and neither one has come through at all, really. Neither one's played well at all.
Watson, let me ask you this. You're talking about the Heisman, and I think most people feel like that the Corral kid at Ole Miss may be the leader in the clubhouse, either him or Young at Alabama. Is there a dynamic non-quarterback who could win the Heisman this year? None comes to mind right off the bat.
No, I don't think so. I just don't see it, Terry. I can't name you one. There's not a receiver that I know that's just that, you know, just out of sight, like at Alabama last year. And there's not a running back. There's no Derrick Henry of college football that I can tell you. Now, there's guys with a lot of yards, but I just don't think it's going to be one of the quarterbacks. And I would not throw out the dude at Ohio State now. He's starting to play a lot better. Don't forget Ohio State. I think that's the team that's,
yes,
but as the year ends, I think they get Michigan. And I think as the year ends, look out, they may be the second to Georgia.
Michigan State this weekend could well be an elimination game.
Is an elimination game because they're in the same division.
Yeah.
So I think it is an elimination game.
Got a lot of things coming in a cocktail party in Jacksonville this weekend.
Nah.
I'm with you.
Nah.
Pour the drinks. That may be the excitement of the weekend.
No, I like the two SEC games now. The Kentucky game and the Mississippi game, I think, are two good games with Auburn. But
Florida, Georgia, go have a cocktail.
I think have a cocktail. I don't see it.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines at 615-844-5600. You get in now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. I will also tell you that I'll have about a 3-minute piece of advice for Mike Vrabel. If he does what I tell him to, he's dead on right, and it'll probably get him fired. You'll want to hear this. Hit the phones. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The fans are back and Bridgestone Arena is full. 17,159 Preds fans in gold. Watch your Nashville Predators take on the San Jose Sharks and New York Islanders live from Smashville. Join us October 26th and 30th. NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat now. We need you there, loud and proud. It's the Preds against the Sharks and Islanders. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Let's go Preds!
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, here we go. First of all, I got two lines open, and I want to see those filled in the next couple, 3 minutes. I want you to take something that went on this weekend that got your attention, and I want us to talk about it. At 615-844-5600. We'll go to those phones in about 3 minutes. Terrence.
Yes, George.
Read me the AFC standings right now.
Okay, your AFC standings up to the moment.
Well, yeah, there are no games.
Yes. Moment. All right, we will go here and we will tell you that the Titans are 5-2, as you know. And that is tied for the best record in the AFC, along with the Raiders, the Ravens, and the Bengals. And then we have...
All at 5-2.
At 5-2. Then two teams who are on a bye, the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Chargers, are both 4-2. And then your Cleveland Browns are 4-3.
Okay.
Everyone else is either 500 or below.
Here's the point that I'm going to try to make. If you take a realistic look at the Titans' schedule, they've got a lot of games down the stretch that they should win.
No doubt. After the Rams, the schedule gets a whole lot easier.
It should be a real goal of theirs to get way up the AFC standings where you would have, in theory, home field advantage in January.
Yes.
Which is where Mike Vrabel ought to be walking into the president of the team. His name is Burke Nihil, and saying, Burke, what the hell? We are busting our butt to give you a good product. And you sit there before the game and do all that 12th man crap, but you have no problem while you're telling the fans to be the 12th man to sell half of the tickets yesterday to Kansas City Chiefs fans. Terry, would you agree it was close to 50%?
It was close to 50%. The whole visitor's side, the lower bowl and the upper deck, were clad in red.
Now, let me say this. Are there Titans fans that simply will take the top dollar and sell? Of course there are.
Sure, because a lot of people, they'll pay, we'll throw a number out there, say $2,000, $3,000 for their season ticket package. And they make their money back by scalping one or two games and say, okay, I'll sell you my tickets to this game for $2,000 and basically pay for their whole season ticket package that way.
But I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the side of Nissan Arrowhead Stadium, farthest away from the city. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know, that's not just Titans fans who decided to sell.
No.
That is a systematic Titan organization decision to basically take the easy money.
And isn't that kind of what got them in some hot water with the city a few years ago when they were keeping this phony sellout streak alive?
Don McLaughlin had worked out a deal with a ticket broker out of Boca Raton, and playtime was on. Is playtime on now? It sure looks like it. It's hard for me to believe that on the side of the stadium where the Chiefs were located yesterday, that virtually every ticket in the bottom level, the lower level, and the upper deck had to have been 90-95% Kansas City. My gut feeling, the Titans are back in that business again. And Vrabel ought to be pissed off about it, and he ought to be marching into Burke Nihil going, really? We are busting our butt for you, and instead of working as hard as you can to create a local fan base that is into the Titans, you all just simply throw your hands up and say, let's take the easy road because all we care about is the money.
And didn't this start when that malaise of about 7-8 years ago
Pac-Man
happened? Well, maybe before.
That's
maybe
where it started.
Right, but by the time we got to 2014 and 15, when they were winning three games a year and were just one of the dregs of the league, you know, that's when you started seeing droves of opposing fans infiltrate the stadium week after week after week.
If I'm Vrabel, I'm pissed off that my front office is that lazy, that they simply are taking the easy route. Because there was a time when this team got here where it wasn't that way.
No, the first 5 or 6 years were just
right.
It was a tough ticket. I mean, when you said you had tickets to a Titans game, that was like worth its weight in gold.
But what has happened, you know, and look, I'm sure, like, I've had mine for 23 years.
Look, and let's be fair, it's a harder sell now to fill a stadium because, you know, when the Titans first got here, we didn't have 70-inch TVs. We
right.
didn't have, you know, high definition. And, you know, the parking and the concession prices, while they were high, they weren't just completely exorbitant. Gas wasn't $3.20 a gallon. You know, things were a lot different then. So there are some factors where people just don't want to fight the traffic and the cost of going to a game. But I'll say this. In addition to the product itself being pretty good, and let's be honest, it's been
pretty fun, pretty good.
You know, an exciting offense, you know, one of the great players in the league in Derrick Henry. You know, you have to do more to make the stadium experience positive beyond just the result on the scoreboard.
And they are trying during the game a little more than they used to, which was absolutely zero. The Predators used to put them to shame. But when this team got here, the players were out everywhere. There was a love affair between this city and this team. This city doesn't know this team at all.
You're right. I mean, because back then you felt like if you ran into Frank Wycheck or Eddie George at the gas station, you could say, hey, you know, congratulations. And they would actually engage you in conversation and make you feel like you were part of it.
Anyway, my point to this is this. This is not a matter of the Titans having to do this to turn a profit. They have long since turned a profit just off NFL TV numbers and the contracts that the NFL has with all these networks. This is simply about them taking the easy route. And so when they put out all that 12th man BS, yeah, they want those of you who are in Titan blue to make a lot of noise, but they are also not afraid to create kind of a half-ass deal where half of your fans are Kansas City, and they're walking in yesterday telling everybody how we're going to kick your butt. And as I asked one of them, exactly what is your record? You know?
Not good.
One of them, if y'all are so damn good, why are you 3-3?
Yeah, they're not even 500 now.
So, yeah, I did enjoy hearing all that.
Yeah.
But shame on the Titans.
Yeah.
Vrabel ought to march in there and say, this is not acceptable. My team deserves better than this from your team, Burke Nihil.
No, I agree. Go ahead, Watson.
Here's from being an AD twice, here's your issue. You have to – first of all, you're dead on, George. It makes a difference because I think Vanderbilt here in the latter years plays much better on the road than they play at home. You go look at them. They seem to play better on the road because when they're at home, all they see is the opposing team when they even come out for warm-ups. And I do think it makes a difference. But as an AD, here's what you got to sell the tickets long before the season starts and do all of those things. You get into the season, it's really hard. And as an AD, how long do you hold the tickets before you open it up to the opposing team? Let's say you've got 10,000 left the day before. When do you open it up and let the tickets be bought by whoever? So it is a little bit of an issue from being an AD. I've dealt with that. When we started the program at UAB and our crowds had to grow, we played Mississippi State in Birmingham, and I'm telling you, it was maroon on both sides of the field.
Okay,
so
here are the two issues.
There are issues a little bit with that, but I think your point is you've got to sell the tickets much long prior in all the things that you do for the fans. You can't just all of a sudden change that in mid-season. That's really hard to do at that point.
Watson, here's where I would argue. Okay, at UAB, you were fighting for your existence because you didn't have the benefit of big old TV contracts.
True.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. The Titans don't have that worry at all.
No.
But second thing is, it might
how
help.
How do they get more Titans to buy the tickets is the key. Is that not right?
I think one of the things is Burke Nihil, as the president, needs to basically say to the public, look, we want this stadium to be Titans. We don't want to have to do this. Crap. 90% of the people out there don't even know who Burke Nihil is. They've never heard of him.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It's got to be done earlier.
Right there says something about them that nobody even knows who the hell their team president is.
Yeah.
No, you're right. At least people knew who Jeff Diamond and Steve Underwood were. You know, and here's the other part of it. A few of the other teams' fans in the stadium makes it fun. I've been to Yankee Red Sox games, and if there's 10 or 15% of the crowd that's Red Sox, that makes it fun because there's good-natured ribbing and razzing that you hope doesn't get out of hand. You've probably been to the Braves games when there's been a smattering of Mets fans in the crowd, and it's fun to give it to them when your team takes a lead or something, right?
Right.
George said that about the Atlanta-New York game this year.
You know,
he said it seemed like there were more Yankee fans there than there were Braves, if you remember that night.
Right.
I remember George coming back and saying that on the air.
But where do you draw the line? You don't want half the stadium or more filled up with the opposition.
Well, the problem is they don't care.
No, I agree with that.
They don't care.
I agree. As long as there's a butt in the seat, they don't care. They don't care if it's wearing blue, red, green, or whatever.
And that's where, if I'm Vrabel, I have to walk in and say, we are busting our butt for you, and it's time for you to bust your butt for us. When we come out, when we have a playoff game, I don't want to see the other side of the stadium totally in red.
Yeah, or Ravens purple or whatever it might
be. Right.
Yeah.
And that's, look, could it get him fired? Maybe. Probably not if he does it a little more diplomatically than I have.
Well,
but my point
not as long
is,
as he's 5-2.
My point is, this is wrong. It's just dead wrong.
No, you make a valid point.
And I, look, if I thought it was just Titans fans selling, I would come out and say, shame on you all for selling. But this is a systematic deal. You can't get every last seat in the lower bowl and the upper deck to look like that unless the team is participating in that.
Well, and here's the thing. The evidence is that when you go to some of these other cities, when you go to the road games, when you go to Cleveland or you go to Kansas City or you go to Dallas, places like that, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, you find a few, the people who are willing to pay up, but you don't find half the stadium clad in Titans colors.
And you didn't find it here for the first few years of their existence.
You know, and you can go some places and find it. You can go to Cincinnati and find it. You know, you can go to Jacksonville and find it. But
now it's happened twice in 6 days.
Right.
And Vrabel would be well within his rights to knock on Burke Nihil's door and say, we're busting our butt for you. It's about time you all did that for us. That's all I'm saying. By the way, I'm right about this. This is one I'm not backing down on. I'm right about this.
Maybe Mike will be listening.
If he is, we got a scoop. Okay, we'll take some of your phone calls when we come back. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings,
reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel. Music City's holiday party destination.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to Soul-T.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusive at soult.com/radio.
The fans are back and Bridgestone Arena is full. 17,159 Preds fans in gold. Watch your Nashville Predators take on the San Jose Sharks and New York Islanders live from Smashville. Join us October 26th and 30th. NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat now. We need you there, loud and proud. It's the Preds against the Sharks and Islanders. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Let's go, Preds!
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Let's get right to it with Loaded Lines. Eric in Nashville, give me about 3 minutes if you can.
Hey, George, real quick, I just want to say congratulations to you and your Braves. I know you were happy about that. When I hear from Buster Olmstead, he said that he thinks that the Braves are going to give the Astros a better matchup because that's who the Astros did not really want to face him. They wanted to face the Dodgers. He thinks the Braves are going to give the Astros all they can handle.
I hope so, you're right.
I think they got a shot, but we'll see. George, as far as the tight, George, one of the situations I found myself in, I don't see if they go, but I can't go to the games because of my hip. And I may wind up losing my tickets because I couldn't do all that app stuff. Even if I could, George, I don't know how to do all this to get tickets, so I may wind up just eating tickets for this year. And I'm probably not going to be able to go next year because I've got to have hip surgery. I may wind up losing my season tickets. That's my situation. And also, I think a small part of it, too, is COVID. There are a lot of people who are selling their tickets not going to games because they don't want to be dealing with that. I think that's a small part of it, too. But as far as the – and I do agree with you. I don't think the Titans care. But as far as this game Sunday, this past Sunday, if anybody told you they thought this was going to happen – they're lying to you.
Absolutely.
I certainly didn't see this coming. I thought it was going to be shoo-ed out or the Titans might play flat. I got to give him props because I got to give my good friend Kenny the Mailman credit for this. He called me after the game and said this. who would have thought if you went to Las Vegas and made a bet, you would have won a ton of money if you'd made the bet that the Vanderbilt Commodores would score more points than the Kansas City Chiefs, which is exactly what happened. Or if Derrick Henry threw more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes, you would have made some money on that if you made that bet. But certainly, you got to give the coaching staff credit for the offensive and defensive plan, game plan they called. It was probably the most complete game they played, George. And who knows what, George, even though the fight for home field advantage, it could wind up costing them that loss to the Jets, because if they had not lost the Jets, they'd be the number one seed. Right now, according to the NFL, they're number three behind the Raiders and the Bengals, who are the number one seed. And Kansas City, ever since they drafted Patrick Mahomes, they have struggled, George. I mean, a lot of players have drafted since Mahomes, either no longer in the NFL, they're playing with other teams, or have not had the impact on Kansas City since they've been with them, George. So maybe they get it together, I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see. George, take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Eric, thank you. Let's go to Bellevue. John, you're up next.
Hey, guys, I just had a comment. I was listening to you driving down the road, and I think one thing that people are discounting about attendance is the NFL made it pretty clear that they didn't care about what anybody thought about their stand in the as far as wokeness is concerned. And I can tell you now, I have a lot of friends who return their season tickets because of that. And people don't want to take their families to see people kneel for the flag. And I think a lot of people were done with it. They're not coming back. They'll watch it on TV maybe in the comfort of their own home. But I think that has a lot to do with it. I'll bet you 20% of the fans that aren't showing up that used to is because of some of the crap that went on over the last couple of years.
So let me ask you this. John, let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
So there's a group in Nashville not happy about that. I understand that.
I think it's all over the country. I don't think it's Nashville.
Yeah. But how does Kansas City, in that deal, get close to 30,000 people to travel?
They're a great road travel team, is what I would say. I mean, the success they've had over the last couple of years, they're going to travel well. But if the tickets are available, the Titans, you're right, they're going to do it because of the money and the money only. They're going to sell the tickets. They don't care who they sell them to. It's a business at the end of the day. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think a lot of local people, maybe, you know, their kids are Mahomes fans and wanted to go see him play. So you did have some people go out that dressed in Mahomes jerseys or whatever it may be, a Kansas City jersey, to go see him play, because they don't get an opportunity to do that based on his high profile in the NFL. He's kind of the poster boy for the NFL right now. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I really do.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you. Either one of you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, I think there's some validity to it, and it may be more of a factor here in the South, where, you know, there's a lot more, where it's a lot more of a Republican conservative stronghold than maybe it would be at a game in New Jersey or something. So there may be some validity to that. Absolutely.
I think that part of the South problem is college football. College football is so big in the Southeast, so big, and you can't go to both. You just can't do it, and that's why Atlanta struggles, Jacksonville struggles, Miami struggles. I think it's a lot of the Southeastern towns that really fight it, and I think that's a part of it. The other thing I think that happens in Kansas City, Green Bay, those places that sell, it's season tickets. You're in line in Green Bay to get a season ticket, not a game ticket. They don't even have game tickets very often. So part of this, I think, is doing a better job with season tickets, and then come out and say, please, we've had 55,000 of you buy season tickets. Do not give them to our opponents. You know, you could do that, but they've got to do a better job before the season, to me, and find a way to sell more season tickets, and that's what I think is killing them.
Matt, up in Knoxville, you are up next.
It's been a long, long time since Knoxville felt like there was any hope or optimism around Tennessee football, but I'd say that this is the beginning of something beautiful.
Well, it's sure off to a good start, Watson. I mean, whatever buttons he's pushing up there, Josh Heupel right now, he's got a favorable feeling among that fan base.
No, it's exactly what I said when I watch them. This is the first time since the Philip Fulmer times that I feel Tennessee football is on its way, truly on its way. And I don't see anything right now that would tell me it's not on its way. Just watching these kids perform and how hard they play and how tough they are. And they're not there yet, but it's a feel you get. It's a feel, and you just feel it. And I do. I very strongly think Tennessee may be the one in the Southeastern Conference now that makes the biggest jump here in the next few years.
Matt?
And speaking of a jump, I guess my one question to you is, based off of the way they were able to compete with a team like Alabama, I know their defense might not be up to the usual standard, but do you think there's any legitimacy to maybe being an underdog pick at Kentucky next week?
What's the number? I have not looked at it.
I don't even know if it's
I haven't looked at it myself either, yeah. But I feel like if they can go toe-to-toe with a team like Alabama, at least that long into a game, there might be a shot here against the Wildcats.
I'm going to look it up. Go ahead, Watson.
I agree with that. There's a shot for sure, but I'm kind of up on Kentucky too. I think that's one of the better teams in the Southeastern Conference, and they go into Lexington and knock those guys off. That's a big win, in my opinion.
Got to run. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony in Nolensville. Tony, I got right at about a minute and a half, and I'm sorry I don't
have
more.
All right, George, I can be very quick. Number one, congrats to the Bravos, your Bravos. I tell you what, I think they, you know, we talked last week. This is why you play the game, guys. That no one was giving them much chance against Milwaukee. They won. No one's giving them chance against the Dodgers. They won. Now it's time for the Bravos to put the Astros in their place, and that's in their trash cans.
Wow. I knew the trash can was coming.
Right. And as far as the Titans go, guys, I sat here yesterday and watched it and said at the same time to my wife, I said, this is the most complete, fundamentally sound football game I've seen the Titans play in all phases of the game. Watson, they were two or three punts inside the five at the coffin corner, as we all used to call it.
Yep.
51-yard field goal in your special teams, several sacks out of the defensive front. I mean, just a complete solid game. And to cap it off, you got Henry throwing a touchdown pass. Unbelievable. Just a great weekend. George, good luck to the Bravos, buddy. I think they can pull this thing off.
Tony, we're going to need it. Thanks. Anybody looked at StubHub ticket prices?
You said something about it, a little pricey.
Man, I haven't seen anything worth a hoot under four figures. Nothing under $1,000.
Wow.
Everybody's excited about this series other than maybe Major League Baseball, huh, George?
This is probably not where they wanted the World Series hosted.
I have to laugh.
Especially since they moved the All-Star game away.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I mean, they move it out of here, and now they got the World Series in Atlanta. I wonder if they're going to come.
Stop there. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to sirspeedymusiccity.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soltea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soltea for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soltea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soltea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soltea.com/radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Not a lot of time before we turn it over, but let's do what we can. Jeff in Murfreesboro, give me about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, if you can. Jeff, are you there? Okay, he may be talking to somebody else. Let's go Logan in Brentwood. Logan, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Boys, I just wanted to call in and commend Mr. Trevor Masick. Came in that seventh inning and did a wonderful job cleaning up that mess after Puke Jackson. That's all I had. Thank you.
What a stud. Where did that come from?
Sometimes guys find it at the right time.
I mean, when I watched him a year ago, he was not a guy I wanted in the game at any point where it mattered. And I'm sitting there, and I'm either the worst talent evaluator or he has found something.
George, especially, you know, baseball is such a technical game, and Watson will attest to this. You know, your arm slot being off a half an inch or your timing mechanism as a hitter being off just a fraction, it could be the difference in a pop-up and a home run, or the difference as a pitcher between, you know, getting the ground ball double play that you need or leaving a ball out over the middle of the plate where it gets hammered. It is such a fine line, and it's hard to find a groove, and then once you do find that groove, you have to do everything you can mechanically to make sure you stay in that groove for as long as possible. Am I right, Watson?
100%, Terry, and on top of that, when you hit that groove, then your mind, the confidence in your head, just grows in leaps and bounds. And once you get to that point, look out. You're about as good as you're going to get.
John and Franklin, I have 1 minute, and that is all I have, and I apologize for that.
Okay. I've called before, and I told you I went to high school. Did, and you told me I was older than Watson.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
But I lost $20 on the over-under. My son told me that he would eat a hat if it was a low-scoring game with the Titans and the Chiefs. And I guess I'm going to go to Walmart and tell them to make some sort of a cupcake for the...
Hey, film it when you do that and then send it to us, okay? I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done. Monday Night Football has Seattle a rare dog at home.
Interesting, and the Saints are really up and down. You don't know what you're going to get out of them.
No Russell Wilson, 4-point underdog.
Sounds about right.
I think Seattle wins. What do you think, Watson?
Gosh, what a team to try to bet on, huh? Yeah, I'd kind of go with Seattle just being at home.
Tomorrow, more fun and frivolity. So stick around. This is the Plaster Radio Network.